Talk Live, 855-453. You can give us a call about anything you want to talk about at 855-450-3733. Check out freetalklive.com, where we have archives for you. Archives going back to 2006, completely free. Hours and hours, I mean, hundreds, thousands of hours, maybe tens of thousands of hours of Free Talk Live, completely free. I know those other guys charge you. Free Talk Live, not so much. You can, if you feel grateful, you can always get involved in the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. It's where you voluntarily join up to our little Mouseketeer Club and we get a couple of perks. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Aaron in Kansas City. Aaron, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, Mark and Stephanie. It's a pleasure to speak to the two of you.
You too, Aaron. Thank you.
If you don't mind me digressing real quick, like I am coming up to the Liberty Conference, and but I'm not going home until the 29th.
Okay.
And I was just wondering if there was an email address on somebody who'd be good to contact on what's the best areas of Keene to explore and maybe do a little bit of relatively low-risk activism.
I would say that I would get in contact with Ian or JJ.
Yeah, maybe post on the Shire Society forum.
That's probably a good idea.
That would be. Ian reads those. So, yeah, that would be great.
ShireSociety.org, is that right?
.com, I want to say. I don't know. Search for Shire Society Forum and you'll find it. But, so Aaron, you were, just to clarify for the listeners who might not be aware, Aaron was talking about the Free State Project's Liberty Forum, which is kind of a convention that's held in a hotel in New Hampshire in the middle of February so that people can see what it's like maybe in the winter or early spring. And just experience New Hampshire. But for me, the best part is meeting people and, you know, doing the kind of social activities that happen at those events. And I think Aaron might be eager to do a little bit more of that even after Liberty Forum ends. And I think that's great because a lot of people will probably be staying in town. So anything else to add, Aaron?
Well, just onto my main point. I'm still having difficulty with IP, intellectual property rights.
Okay.
I called the two of you, about 2 months ago, and you recommended that I read Against Intellectual Property, author which escapes me at the moment.
Stephen Kinsella. We actually interviewed him on the program a while back.
Yeah. And that led me to reading a bunch of other things. And it's still something I have problems with because, in a way, I see it as someone profiting off of someone else's labor without compensating for it in a mutually agreeable way, and to me, it's just a little bit of slavery.
They voluntarily do whatever work they do, and they hope to get compensated in whatever way they hope to get compensated. I mean, you know, I mean, think about this for a second. Free Talk Live produces all of its content for free, and we give it away. Are we the slaves of our listeners?
No, because you choose to give it away. But right. If somebody else chooses to charge for something and you don't pay what they are asking for and you use it anyways, that's, to me, something that strikes me as immoral. It's just something I have a hard time with.
Well, I mean, are you using something that is depriving another person?
The audio, by the way, is awesome. Whatever you got going on back there.
He's in a bar. He's like clinking glasses and driving a car through the middle of the bar. But
actually, I'm driving a semi truck. I'm sorry about the background noise.
All right.
No problem.
My headset used to work really well, but for some reason, 2 weeks ago, the noise canceled and it just stopped working. So I got to find a new one.
There you go. The wonders of modern conveniences. So you do understand the difference between sharing and, you know, online and sort of stealing someone's intellectual property. Your concern is that if somebody creates something, that they should profit from it every time.
There's a huge difference between...
Well, if they choose to. It's one thing if they choose to give it away.
Right, I get that. Right. Sure. But my question to you is, do I have a responsibility of security to that person? I mean, to me, if you want to keep something secret, if you want to write a song and only sell it to the people that you sell it to, and you contract with those people that those people will not duplicate your song in any way, shape, or form, or whatever, you have some kind of contract with them, then yeah, I think that's absolutely something you should be able to do. And if they, you know, decide to let your song out or whatever, they breach the contract, go back, hunt down your customer, and sue the crap out of your customer. Just sue them into the dirt. But if you release something out there and then say, hey, if you're going to use this song, you know, to listen to on your way to work or whatever, you need to pay me. I don't know that I've got a responsibility if I hear a song. I mean, what if I hum it to myself? Do I have to pay you then?
Yeah, it creates all kinds of weird scenarios, and I think maybe some undue obligations on the user of the product. And, you know, I think there's a huge difference between, you know, enjoying a movie or a piece of music or some kind of other thing that people might describe as so-called intellectual property. There's a difference between using something without paying for it and passing it off as your own. Does that make sense? And in the first case, when someone is using something without having paid for it, I think that it's not depriving anybody of anything if there's unlimited copies, like if it's some kind of digital thing that if one person uses it, it's not going to... It's not like you're stealing a car from someone and that person can't use it. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a good point. But what about if, say, I write a book and then you start copying that book and selling it for you to make a profit?
Well, are you passing it off as a book that you wrote? Because that would be fraud, and that would be, you know, something that...
Well, no, you're passing it off as a book I wrote, and you're profiting from my reputation and my writing
of
the book.
This is an important distinction. Right, great. I'm glad you brought this up. Because if I write a book, and then you take my book, and then you put your cover on it, and you sell it as your book, you've committed fraud on the person purchasing the book. And then I could find that purchased the book that you, my book that you sold as your book, and then we could bring a class action suit against you.
But what I'm saying is, I don't put my name on it. I duplicate it exactly, put your name on it, sell it, and keep all the profits for myself.
You know,
I guess that's one thing that's.
But that's not my book.
But have you deprived the person? Have you deprived the original author of anything? No,
okay,
I don't think you have.
Deprived them of any profits they would have made from selling the book.
Well, no, not necessarily, because you don't know that any of those people who purchased the book from the middleman or the second person or whatever would have purchased it from the original author. There's no way to know that.
If I say authorized copy on the front of my book, and you copy a book that says authorized copy. And then it's not an authorized copy. You've committed fraud against the person who is purchasing that book. Now, we're not talking about online...
Sure, but not everybody does that. Not everybody puts authorized copy on it.
I don't think anybody's done that. Well, yeah. They may very well in a world where authorized copy is the only defense you have against this.
But, you know, for a lot of artists, for a lot of people who produce books, movies, music, that kind of content... They are so happy to get their content into the hands of other people.
Then they
and
can
usually
do whatever they want.
It ends up coming back to them.
It's not addressing in any way, shape, or form what Aaron's talking about. I mean, he's talking about his concern is fraud, and this is fraud. If you duplicate somebody's work and pass it off as your own, you don't give them credit for it, then you're talking about a fraud situation. However, if you're talking about if you're talking about me wanting to hear Crazy Train by Ozzy Osbourne and, downloading it on the internet, I haven't committed fraud against anybody.
Yeah, those are some good points. Thanks for helping me out. Other than that, I don't have any other questions at the moment. I'll see you all in February.
Yeah,
thanks, Aaron.
These are very fine points, Aaron, and I don't expect anybody to get them immediately. I certainly didn't. Thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. Thank you, Stephanie. I appreciate you knowing how to work the little gizmos and buttons around this place.
There's a reason you keep me around.
I get stuck on the aspects of sharing things when it comes down to making money. And Aaron was talking about making money. If somebody's running, say, a karaoke business in little Poughkeepsie, New York, and they're not making making a couple of bucks doing this, they're doing it for free drinks at the bar.
Mm-hmm.
Should they have to pay some kind of ASCAP BMI fees for people wanting to sing some of their favorite songs?
I don't think anybody should have to pay these ASCAP BMI fees.
I think it's really arguable that they shouldn't have to do that.
Yeah.
And that the music industry really was a monopoly for the cartel for a very long time.
Luckily, that business model is going by the wayside. I think that, people recognize that they are not enjoying being sued by the company suing their customers.
Yeah. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at WeUseCoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at SpendBitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via SpendBitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's SpendBitcoins.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschrammel from Midas Resources. As you know, the federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. It's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Let me tell you about the Erickson Council. It's a very interesting idea. What they believe is, well, the state owns the land, but they don't own the water. And this seems obvious, right? Like countries or places, you know, a certain amount of the water, they'll claim a little bit around their land, but mostly they're concerned about what goes on in their land. To be free today, you'd need a boat. And not just any boat. You'd need a life yacht. Life yacht is an idea still. It's a stable catamaran as big as a house that purifies its own water, generates its own power, grows its own food, and has a shallow draft to be able to get a four-wheel drive car or SUV on and offshore through like a boat ramp or something like that. With a life yacht, you could live free of nearly any government intrusion and have a seashore home anywhere in the world and move anytime you want. Take all your things with you, never have any of the loss of buying and selling a house as you do with real estate. You could be involved for as little as $1,000. And it goes into escrow. If the if for whatever reason their idea doesn't entirely pan out, it's an escrow. It hasn't actually been spent. And the commitment of as little as 8 months for a husband-wife couple. It's ericsoncouncil.com. Go check them out. It's ericsoncouncil.com. Let me spell that for you. ericsoncouncil.com. And I'm very excited about their ideas. I like all new ideas that try to improve the life of people that care about liberty. ericsoncouncil.com. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
Let's go with Matthew. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey. How you doing, Mark?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, I'm very excited about the Liberty Forum, but I'm going to talk about something. So I bought this chair, right, from this craftsman. He makes great chairs. But he sold it to me on the condition that that only I would use this chair, that no one else would use it. And
I get the feeling this isn't a real story. This might be a parable.
What are you talking about? I have this friend, who comes over, and he comes over every day, and he sits in this like one of a kind chair. It's just one of the best. It's very comfortable. And he comes and he sits in it every day, and I get this feeling like something bad is happening. Like he shouldn't be doing this because I feel like the craftsman should be compensated for my friend enjoying this chair. I don't know. I feel awful. What do you guys think?
Well, it sounds like you're trying to give an intellectual property parable.
Yes,
and,
I like
you know,
it. I think you should sit on your friend's lap, and then you can say that you're using the chair too.
Okay, I'll try that.
You know, I think that most people that are concerned about intellectual property are less concerned with the usage. Obviously, ASCAP, BMI, the music companies, they're all concerned about usage, and I think that it's crazy to sue your customers and people that enjoy your music. Just because I download a song and listen to it doesn't mean I was ever going to go out and buy the CD. But it may very well mean that I find it, a good idea to go out and buy the single or something from shop.freetalklive.com through Amazon. But, those are, it just depends. I think you need to not infuriate your customers. Mostly what IP people are concerned with is the resale of things. People that are concerned with intellectual property seem to be concerned with the resale. And if this craftsman said, look, I'm willing to sell you this chair, but you're never allowed to sell it to anybody else. I guess that's a contract that you had with the craftsman. Sounds a little strange, but it's a contract you had with him, right?
Yeah, right, exactly. See, the problem with the modern law is that it's not there is no contract with that original producer. If there was, I wouldn't have a problem with that being honored, actually.
Yep, this is the road that intellectual property takes one down.
The other thing about this is that, a chair is a physical good, and so it's pretty difficult for two people to have a chair. Like if your friend comes over to your house and takes that chair that you purchased and brings it back to his house, then you can't both have the chair in your house, right? But for a file or for something digital, if someone makes a copy of an MP3, it doesn't deprive the first person of their copy, so in that way it's not the same as theft, or it's not the same as more than one person could use something at once.
Okay. So one other question on this note, It's kind of a little different, but on breach of contract, say for something like, something like this chair example, what would be a just consequence? Like how far could you go with that and have it be like, have it be ethical? I mean, what?
Right. When the music companies will go after somebody, they'll go after them for hundreds of thousands of dollars per download or tens of thousands of dollars per download, depending on the case. And it's ridiculous. You know, you'll never use that kind of money. And I don't think.
I'm talking about in our ideal, you know, setup.
Right, and I'm addressing, you know, I'm attempting to address that.
Yeah.
You know, what is ethical in sort of the breach of contract situation? And I think that it should be written into the contract. If you breach this contract, you're subject to, you know, whatever thousands of dollars or, you know, bitcoins or whatever it is that this person wants to put in their ridiculous contract, and then the person can choose whether or not they want to sign that silly document and enter into that silly contract.
I don't know. I mean, just to play devil's advocate here, contracts are usually heavily weighted in favor of the person who writes the contract.
Absolutely.
And they're often difficult to read. People, especially like this is notorious with software end user license agreements, people will just click accept without reading it.
Absolutely.
And they'll end up agreeing
to ridiculous
things.
They live in a country where they passed 40,000 laws last year.
Yeah.
That nobody read.
Oh, of course, yeah.
So, I mean, we, you know, you're not talking about a situation at this point that is any worse than what we currently have, but at the very least, you know you didn't click and sign that particular thing. And I think that once people experience purchasing a chair with a 10-page contract to it written in such small, you know...
I would choose to buy a different chair that didn't have one.
What I'm thinking, too, is that it would drive down the pages and, you know, I think it would drive intellectual property down to a reasonable... Because I believe that property exists. I think that it exists. I, however, don't think that it exists in the form that the government claims, because this is just an essentially arbitrary thoughts that somebody's written
down.
Well,
that's exactly the thing, Mark, is right now everybody, by default, is subject to the rules of intellectual property that the government claims, right? And if we didn't have those rules made by the government, then there could be all different kinds of agreements, like the 10-page contract to buy the chair that probably no one would buy, and the market would flush it out on its own.
Matthew, thank you for the call. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details in your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code radio to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. SACL toll-free call in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. In the meantime, we do some talk about, well, issues that seem important to us. Stephanie, sounds like the politicians have a bright new idea.
Uh-oh. That's always trouble.
Yeah, yeah. You got to wonder.
They do, and this is, you know, we don't always talk about proposed regulations or proposed stuff, but I thought this one was worth sharing. It's from Fox News, and the headline is DC lawmakers propose requiring students to apply to college. And this leads into a discussion, of course, about college and educational issues.
Yeah,
shall
people
we say.
Will say that that college tuition, college tuition is the next bubble that's to come along here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you look at the rates of college tuition, they're going up, up, up. And if you made every student apply, then it would probably just drive the rates up higher, huh? Just kind of increase that bubble.
Yeah, you would think that. Mm-hmm. So here's the article. Lawmakers in the nation's capital have floated a plan to require high school students to apply to college or trade school, even if the students have no interest in attending. The proposal is a bid to ensure students in the troubled Washington, D.C. school system at least have the know-how to navigate the admissions process. Now, to me, I got to stop down here. They have this crappy school system, government school system, in Washington, D.C.
Right.
You know, and
it fails to educate students enough that they would be able to apply for a school.
Yes, thank you, Mark. I mean, I shouldn't say it's crappy. I should say that it doesn't achieve its stated goals, right, of graduating literate students who have learned basic skills that they need to go on to more education or to get along in life, basically.
According to studies, public school graduates, on average, are 20% of them are functionally illiterate. And in some districts, I would say Washington, D.C. would probably have some of those districts, you're talking up to 40%.
Yeah.
Now, you know, people are always worried that if you had a free market in education, what would happen and how many people would be illiterate.
Yeah, people wouldn't be able to read.
My God. I mean, how much worse could it get than an average of 20% and as high as 40%?
Yes, and I think it's also important to point out that this disproportionately affects minorities, And sure. That's really unfortunate to me. So, anyway.
And in countries where, you know, they make far less than they do in the United States, people will send their kids to private schools because they know that that's the way for them to get ahead in life. They'll figure out some way to make it they'll work at the private school. They'll do whatever it takes to make these things happen.
Yeah. So the proposal is a bid to ensure students in the troubled Washington, D.C. school system at least have the know-how to navigate the admissions process. D.C. Council Chairman Kwame Brown, who introduced the bill, said the proposal would establish a mandatory workshop to teach teenagers how to apply for aid and admission. It would then require everybody to apply to at least one post-secondary school before graduation. So it teaches them how to apply for financial aid. I guess that's what, from the government, like Pell Grants and stuff like that. And the thing about this that
usually
nobody mentions...
Some counselor that will help you with that anyway, so I don't know why you have to go through the process of making every student do it when you can just have a person available to help people fill it out if that's what they needed.
Well, and another thing about college loans, the ones that come from the federal government, like as time has gone on, more of the loans for college, like tuition has increased, right, and that keeps people out. But then the government says, well, we'll give loans to people to go to college, and so we're helping people get into college. But actually, if you've ever had any kind of drug conviction, you are not eligible to get federal college loans. And so it ends up keeping people who have, you know, maybe made a mistake, maybe not, just been caught basically possessing a plant, usually it's marijuana, keeps them from going to college.
Yeah, and
if they can't afford it on their own.
Yeah, the drug war certainly targets minorities on a much larger scale than it does.
Of course those cops are going after, you know, racial minorities. It's blatantly obvious from the amount of people who are in prison if you just look at the demographics. You know, white kids use drugs just as much as black and Hispanic kids, but it just seems like the white kids don't.
The biggest disparity is if you look at programs like drug court, programs where it's sort of supposed to mitigate the effect of being convicted of having a small amount of drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Those programs are chucked full of white kids, and they're, you know, the minorities are disproportionately low in those programs.
Is that because the white kids are like offered the opportunity to go
That's
into
right.
this?
Mm. They're given the opportunity, whereas minority kids aren't given the opportunity.
Wow.
So, you know.
Yeah, I mean, the discrimination
is most blatantly obvious.
Is pretty blatant, and I just think it's so unfortunate. Now, I don't think that to me, there's no victim. If somebody is possessing a plant or a substance, maybe they need some help, maybe not, but maybe they do. But it certainly should not be criminalized.
Right.
I don't think
with a beer is an alcoholic.
No, for sure.
In the same way, I don't think everybody with a joint is a marijuana addict, or everybody with a syringe would necessarily be a heroin addict. I think it's a much larger chance. Heroin's much more addictive substance.
Well, maybe they have diabetes or something.
Well, it wouldn't be.
Injecting insulin.
Whatever it is that they've got.
Right, but to the point, I mean, criminalizing drugs doesn't help anybody.
It hasn't worked.
It hasn't worked, and it doesn't help anybody to punish them, to shame them, to beat them into good behavior. I mean, that hasn't worked since the beginning of the drug war 40 years ago, and it's continuing to not work. And as a result, now the U.S. has one of the highest percentages of the population incarcerated. The highest, yeah. Higher than China. You know, people
always talk about
human rights abuses
in China.
And there are human rights abuses there for sure. But in the U.S., I don't think people realize the sheer number of
people about the human rights abuses in the United States. They look around themselves and they say, my world is fine. What's the big deal?
Yeah. And they think, a lot of them probably think, it won't happen to me because I'm older or I'm white or whatever, you know. And
they're probably right.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate. I don't want to see anybody go to jail, but it's especially bad when it's for a victimless drug offense and it's disproportionately affecting certain races, and that's not okay to me. So it says in this article, just to continue on, about the mandatory workshops that teach teenagers how to apply for college aid and admission. The sponsor says, I believe every child should have the opportunity, even if they don't go, to at least apply to a college. Said the person who introduced the bill. It would also require every high school student to take the SAT or ACT. Now, they just love to test kids, right? And mm-hmm. there are fees for these tests also.
Oh, yes.
You know, I think you can get them waived if you prove that you're poor, but then you have to tell the government your financial information, right?
And
or the school.
You know, 60 Minutes just had a special on how you could this guy would take the SAT for you for several hundred dollars. So, you know, essentially, kids that have the money and the connections would be able to get close to 1,600 SAT scores, which is near the top. Because this kid could take it for them, whereas, you know, that's not going to be available to the kids with less money,
you know,
less connected.
I've taken a lot of tests in my life as someone who went to, you know, through high school, through college, and now in medical school or graduate school. I've taken a lot of these standardized tests.
I've taken a lot of tests, too, and none of them has ever paid me. Go ahead.
I don't think I've gotten paid for the taking the test.
No, you don't. You take a lot of tests, you don't get paid for it. The teachers, people that get paid to tell you what to do, which is a strange business model love to test. And I just, you know.
Well, but the teachers don't want to take tests of their own abilities, though. They, like, teachers' unions strongly resist being evaluated on their teaching abilities or whatever, you know, or having the students take tests that reflect on the teacher. But anyway, aside from that, I've taken a lot of standardized tests in my life, and what I think about them is that they show how good you are at taking a test and taking that particular test.
I think they will show some kind of knowledge about the subject matter.
Right,
but I don't think that they're as indicative as they're intended to be.
But, yeah, it's just such a messed up system, though, because people really want to get good scores on these tests because they feel a lot of pressure to get into good colleges and or med schools or law school, maybe. There's LSAT, right? And so there's a whole industry based around test preparation.
Sure.
And it teaches you how to be good at taking the particular test. It teaches you the rules of the test, how to kind of use the rules to your advantage and game the system.
Yep.
It teaches you subjects that you're going to see on the test. And it's not about how much you know or how competent you are at applying that knowledge. It's about how much you've basically prepared for that test.
Well, I think that one can make the argument that preparing for the test means preparing for life, and preparing for people who are prepared for life are going to do better.
Not much of the stuff that was on the MCAT ever showed up in medical school. Almost nothing.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
I have this dizzy feeling every time I get out of bed, like spinning. I don't know why. It's awful.
I get dizzy when I read or work on the computer.
I get lightheaded walking down a hall or aisle.
Or unsteady on my feet.
I lose my balance and get a little motion sick.
It's like vertigo. That dizzy feeling in a car, train, or airplane.
It's awful. An inner ear problem.
Most likely your vestibular system.
Now there's Zyvestra.
An amazing, fast-acting
dual-action tabs and targeted cream you rub behind your ear.
Behind your ear.
And it works in an advanced homeopathic way to relieve dizziness.
It relieves that vertigo feeling.
That dizzy feeling, gone.
Zyvestra is amazing.
No more suffering from dizziness and queasiness.
Wake up with better balance.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Zyvestra. Call 1-800-304-1684. 800-304-1684. Stop the dizziness. Call 800-304-1684. That's 800-304-1684.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit wisefoodstorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
.55-453, that's a staple toll-free call-in line here, the final segment of the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. You can give us a call at 855-450-3733. We'll try our darndest to get you squeezed in here. It's Mark.
And Stephanie.
And, you know, if you like what you hear from Free Talk Live and you want to support us, one of the ways you can go about doing that is shop.freetalklive.com. If you do shopping online through Amazon, or you can go through shop.freetalklive.com, do your spending there. Bitcoin is also another one that we have there at shop.freetalklive.com. And your purchases, which, you know, the same great prices, same great service that you normally get, a little bit of it will go back to Free Talk Live. It's shop.freetalklive.com. Stephanie, we were talking about some politicians' great ideas to make everybody sign up for college, and kind of got on to, you know, the idea of standardized testing and
yeah.
that kind of thing. And
well, I mean, I just wanted to make one more comment about this article, and that is that, you know, I think it would be great if everybody did have the opportunity to go to college. Like, that, it can be awesome. You know, you can learn
everybody
a skill.
Does have the opportunity to go to college. Most colleges
well,
have...
it's affected by your circumstances, for sure. Especially if you, you know, are in this crappy government...
There are online college courses. You can go and listen to professors right there on YouTube.
That's true. There's the Khan Academy, which is awesome. You can learn a lot from that.
College is available to everybody.
Point.
Now, it's that the sheepskin, as they call it, which costs between... you know, $40,000 and $140,000.
Yeah.
The education itself is something that anybody can get for themselves. You know, I probably know, I've studied a great deal about history, and I probably know as much, if not more, than you know, people who've gotten degrees in history about certain areas of history.
Sure.
Because I've chosen to study it on my own, and I'm interested in that.
Yeah.
You know, I'd like to be good at economics, but frankly, I, you know, every time I get into to reading it, my head begins to swim. I just don't the economics in one lesson is by Henry Hazlitt.
Yeah, I've read that book.
Yeah, that's great, and it's easy for an individual to understand. But
it's always easier for me to think about economics when I just think of it as the science of human behavior. Basically,
that's
kind of like praxeology, right? The whole idea of just human action, studying people's actions. But what I really wanted to say about this article about the kids being kind of forced to apply to college, I'm all for education. I want that. But it seems like they're trying to kind of put a Band-Aid over a gaping wound. Like, you know, the school system is bad. It's not giving the kids the skills that they need to go on to higher education or to have jobs or to be individual thinkers who can start their own businesses, maybe. It's
and
not
the teachers unions
doing
want,
any of that.
Want nothing to do with accountability. They want, they don't seem to want that much. The teachers unions, not the teachers,
yeah.
don't seem to want that much to do with education. Frankly, there's a famous quote, and I don't have the guy's name in front of me, but of a union boss for the teachers that said, I'll start advocating for students as soon as they start paying union dues.
Ugh, yikes.
And it really just goes to show the motivation around that. And
it's a system that's really corrupted and perverse, and
it's entrenched.
Yeah,
it's very
perverse
difficult
incentives.
For innovation to occur in that area. For a teacher to decide that I'm going to innovate in the area of education, they're going to be crushed by that system.
Yep.
And there's no way for them to do it. It's one size fits all. This is how we educate kids, and we don't care what happens. Whatever it is, we're trudging forward. We're gonna stay the course, toe the line. It's like George Bush is in charge. All this. Stay the course. It's gonna be hard.
Yeah, it's just not funny. I shouldn't even laugh.
Freedom, democracy, right? And, and it's like the
well, it's not
like
gonna fix
nothing to do with education.
Yes, and all of those problems that we just mentioned are not going to be fixed by forcing students to apply to college. That's really what I wanted to say about this.
Yeah, it's.
And next, maybe I'll save this for next week, Mark, but I do have an article about why teachers don't like creative students. I think we should save that because it's a little lengthier.
Okay.
But right now, just before the end of the show, if we don't have any calls, I'd like to read this. It's a little snippet that is pretty outrageous.
Sure.
It's called Indicted for Feeding the Whales. A marine biologist in California has been indicted for violating federal laws as they relate to marine mammals. This is from technicallythat'sillegal.com, by the way, a blog. So, marine biologist indicted for violating federal laws as they relate to marine animals. In this case, she was accused of feeding whales. Then, she is accused of editing a video that supposedly showed her feeding the whales. If she's found guilty of editing the video and thereby lying to investigators, she faces a possible 20-year sentence as well as $500,000 in fines. 20 years and half $1 million in fines.
For videoing the feeding of whales? I'm sorry.
I guess it's for lying to the cops about it. Really?
If the cops were after me for whale feeding and there was a video,
yeah.
I might very well edit the darn thing.
And then it says, in the case of the feeding charges, so there's separate charges for the whale feeding and for the video, I guess, or for lying to the cops. Each one carries a maximum 1 year prison sentence and $100,000 fine. So you could go to prison for a year and pay $100,000 fine for feeding a whale.
Now, I have a bird feeder at my house, so I'm feeding wild animals. That's all this person was doing, was feeding wild animals.
Mm-hmm. And she is a marine biologist, so it's not like she's some schmo that doesn't know what she's doing.
Apparently they don't care.
Yeah.
it makes
one
wonder.
It's not like she's feeding them balloons or feeding them, like, six packs of beer that they could choke on, you know.
I think that there's a concern, and it's pretty relevant that animals can become, over time, dependent on the free meals that they might get or something like that. Mm-hmm. I don't know what
they might,
was doing
what, like,
it all the time.
They might come back to the beach and get beached or scare people or something.
I don't know. I don't know specifically what the problem is with feeding whales, but animals in general.
How would she get to the whale?
Reliant and lazy, yep, by getting fed all the time, and or come around to where humans are to get fed some more. Which,
sure.
In the case of like grizzly bears, that's a little scary.
Yeah, but I mean, this article doesn't say, I wish I knew, but like, how would she find a whale to feed? I mean, was she out on a boat in the middle of the ocean? That's one thing. Or was she on the beach because the whale had washed up on the beach? Because nobody knows why whales beach.
I suspect she was out.
She's a marine
biologist. I would think she'd be in a boat someplace tossing mackerel.
Maybe.
I mean, it was just that's what came into my mind. Mm-hmm. She found herself a beluga and started tossing fish at it. I don't know what it sounds like, but who knows? not as cool as narwhals, but,
narwhals are awesome.
You get a big,
so
giant
cool
tooth coming out of their forehead.
How could you go wrong?
What are you going to do with that?
I would feed one as an act of civil disobedience. Give it a sardine.
You got to be careful of them with that big tooth sticking out of their head.
But, I mean, this is just so out of proportion. This is so ridiculous. Mm-hmm. To me, this is the kind of thing that just makes me think, like, screw it. Why don't, like, if they want to get you for something, they can get you for something. right? So why not spread the word and speak out about freedom whenever possible? And don't be scared about it, because these kind of things are happening to everybody. And if you're worried that, you know, you could face some consequences or whatever, you get labeled as a terrorist or you get misunderstood or whatever, I mean, this kind of thing could happen to you. You could go down for 20 years for feeding a whale.
Well, I mean, in this case, we think it's for feeding whales, but it may very well be for feeding wild animals. And I, like I said, I feed wild animals all the time. I've got a bird feeder, and I feed songbirds that come by. I like to see them. You know, I can, they sit in my window where I can see them. And there's nothing better than have a little bird sitting there while you're working on the computer, and it's really cool. They can't see you. You can see them. You know, they want the seeds, and it makes you happy. Mm-hmm. I know folks around that feed deer. Why? Yeah. I don't know exactly why they feed deer, why they would want deer
because
on their property.
They're charismatic megafauna. Right?
They are charismatic megafauna, absolutely. If the deer decided to come over to my place and start eating on the garden, they're going to have a problem. But, you know, other than that, I don't really care what they do. I know that there was one, well, we have an apple tree on my property, and I know that there was one over there eating the other day. I happened to see him. I'm not going to hassle him eating some old apples that are coming off, you know, an apple tree that I don't mess with. But if he's off in the garden, he's going to have a very bad time.
Yeah.
And, you know, I hear you're supposed to, if you have a pest deer, you're supposed to call the forest guy and ask if you could shoot it beforehand, but everybody shoots it and then calls.
Yeah. Well, and you know, there have been examples that I think have been discussed on this show in the past of people who don't secure their trash can lids tightly enough, and raccoons or bears will get into them, and then they'll get charged with like code violations and things like that
for having garbage strewn all over the place.
Yeah, or for feeding an animal that could be possibly rabid or something like that. But, I mean, I've never seen a fine that was $500,000. That's outrageous. Or even $100,000.
10 years in prison.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, it's just so out of control.
And it's not going to get any better. The government's not going to suddenly come to its senses and say, oh, wow, we've been a little nuts. We probably should just back off here.
Yeah. I'm sure they'd love to get $100,000 from this poor lady who probably, if she's a marine biologist, she's not making that kind of money.
No, you don't make money feeding the dolphins. Right, not. That's the end of it. It's been Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
You can check out freetalklive.com. In the meantime, we have, 6 years worth of audio going back there for you at archives.freetalklive.com. Participate in the BBS at bbs.freetalklive.com and post some stories. It's Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis in an interplanetary space. Thetis Crumb is where Swashbuckle meets Steampunk in this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at DigEdPress.com.